Rock wall? Any other kind of a wall? Stone wall? Rock fence?
Ah, they don't make them. I don't read them anymore.
I had another piece for you.
I don't need the cake, thank you.
How about you? Aren't you going to have a cup of something?
If I turn that on, it will make a buzz, and I'm afraid it may keep you from being
You
hurt.
Want me to take it in there? No, it won't bother me, but if it might be on there.
I don't think it'll bother that either.
Did we do very well, or should we do some of it over?
No, I think we did everything fine. Are you ready for another session?
Yeah.
Tell me before we begin, is there anything that you can think of about the community or about anything you can remember about old times or anything like that that you can...
About how a community clubhouse started?
All right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh,
well, not now. You don't have to now. Well, but I mean, if you can think of it, it was such a nice affair.
Well, it started about 20 years ago. You know, just some of the older members in the neighborhood. They farmed late and early, you know, went to work early and stayed till late. So they didn't have any time to fellowship, you know, just to get together and just talk, mm-hmm. visit. So they decided then they'd get together at Kenline Church. And they met up there and carried dinner.
What's your church?
Kenline United Methodist Church.
Uh-huh.
And so then Leroy, you know, they kept meeting up here and taking supper. And then they started with 2 acres of land that Leroy donated. That's not on there, is it? So he let them have the land as long as they wanted it. So at that time, Arch was living, and Leroy, and my daddy, and some of the others, and they donated trees. And, of course, there's a couple of sawmills around in the neighborhood, so they just carried the lumber, you know, the logs up to the sawmill to get them sawed, and they had the rough lumber, and they built just a shell of the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in it, you know how big it is.
Ah, it's beautiful.
And so then, at the time, they didn't have any funds, so when the light bill came due, well, they just passed the hat and took up enough money, you know, to pay the light bill. And so then later on they decided they wanted to seal it, so they cut some more logs and sawed the logs and had it dressed then, you
mm-hmm.
know, had the lumber dressed. And of course it it's just wide boards, and then they varnished it on the inside and just made a rustic clubhouse.
Isn't that wonderful? It is so pretty. You know, if you went to buy it and start from scratch, you'd have to really.
And they decided they'd heat it with a fireplace at one end, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a big coal heater at the other end.
Is that what they have now?
That's the only heat they have. They have a gas heater in the kitchen, but they voted last month to put in electric heaters. But of course, they're going to have a new electric service and wiring.
Are they?
To take care of the heaters.
Completely,
you know,
wiring.
So they won't
well, they
be
have
overloaded.
A kitchen, too, there.
We have a kitchen and two mm-hmm. electric stoves and a refrigerator.
But you have two electric stoves already,
mm-hmm.
and you still have to have it rewired if they have the electric heat.
Well, they think with the electric heaters, if all of them are going at one time and they're cooking and using electric fry pans, like this Saturday night, they have an egg and sausage supper.
Mm-hmm.
And they
now,
have
is this
biscuit.
for the community?
Mm-hmm. This is for people in the community.
And can anybody come?
Well, like if I invited you,
mm-hmm.
to come, you know,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and have a session and then going down and eat supper.
Are you still inviting me?
Oh, I sure am.
Are you?
So then we all just cook. If you want to, you can just tell them how you want your eggs, or you can get back there and cook it yourself.
Oh,
they've already got the grits
myself.
And the biscuit cooked,
mm-hmm.
and everybody will bring syrup and preserves and jelly and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just eat. Everybody eats, and everybody cooks, and everybody pays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we all get together and clean it up.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. If I come out, I'd have to check with my husband. He is on a restricted diet, you know. He has ileitis, and he has to be very careful about what he eats. And the sausage might be one thing that he might not be able to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can talk him into it, why, it would be fun. And do I have to let you know ahead of time? Do you have to know in order to get
they already
they'll
got
have
the case of eggs and
do they? Mm-hmm.